Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Me and Matt, you know, over the past couple of weeks have sat down and talked about it pretty significantly every day and when things change and stuff. So, you know, we'll get together sometime Friday morning and start that process, but it's been ongoing the whole time.
That's Brian Gutekunst, Packers general manager. This is the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Listen to us on 1250 AM or on the free radio.com app. Yes, free. Free streaming. Isn't that a great thing? Also, if you have one of these smart speakers, an Alexa, maybe an Echo, a Google Home, all you say is, Alexa, play The Fan Milwaukee.
We got them all.
Boom.
And playing 105.7 FM, The Fan on the radio.com.
She sounds way better than that.
Sounds awesome, doesn't she?
I told you me and my son did that and had them all arguing with each other.
Crazy, man. You're crazy.
I recorded. I'm going to send it to you.
That's why we bring in Mike Clemens. He's the more mature one of us here on the fan staff.
I know about Gary Ellerson is correct. Your Packers GM, Brian Gutekunst, every time he's got to do something tough, he brings up Ted Thompson's name, and he did it again today.
Sure did.
He brought it up. Yeah. Hey, why'd you cut Josh Jones, man? You know, I mean, this is a guy that you brought. You came down here 3 years ago, draft night, and said, we are very excited about this. Because basically we were saying, we got Ha Ha Clinton Dix, and then we'll bring in this kid. And then when Morgan Burnett moves on, we'll have two really big, tall, athletic safeties. And here we are in within less than a year, and they're both gone, you know, after a first and second round pick. But anyway, so good observation from Gary. Today was the last day of training camp. Right?
Wow, yeah.
20 practices, four preseason games still. If you're a 23-year-old football, you know, forget about Aaron Rodgers or Tremont. If you're a 23-year-old running back, linebacker, lineman, how do you get ready for a 16-game season with only 20 days in pads? Because when I started doing this, I asked McGinn this, Bob McGinn. Had some lunch with him, by the way. Came up.
Who paid?
He did.
That's my guy.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Is that a surprise?
Because you know Mike got to go
to the about Rodgers' first year, 2005. He said, Mike, do you know how many practices we had 2005? 43 plus a walkthrough. 43, two-a-days. Two-a-days. Now, Leroy, you had two-a-days for at least the first 2 or 3 weeks under Holmgren. Gary, you had two-a-days for a month?
Yeah.
Sometimes three-a-days?
Yeah.
Was that a waste of your youth, a waste of your time?
I don't know what it was a waste of, but you were just so used to it because that's what you did in high school. I mean, you did it in high school. That's how you were in high school. In high school, we had three-a-days because in the middle of the day, we did special teams.
This stuff goes all the way back to the 40s in boot camp.
Right.
Like, you know,
so
you're 24-7 out there, no foods, you know, a survival, literally survival for your life. And so we're going to run you like a Marine all day long, right? What do you think? Did you improve as a player at 23 because you were out there 5-6 hours a day in pads?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll be honest. The transition from Gary's era to mine, I look forward to not practicing.
Yeah.
Because we were having on the board pad days, shorts, and then the league and the union got together and say, listen, no hitting on certain days.
Right.
There's certain days, so just do short yardage and goal line on Thursday.
Yeah.
On Friday, use shoulder pads and shorts. That's kind of get the best of both worlds. And then in training camp, we would break training camp. The first year or two, hunger. Remember we had training camp. We broke like late, and then we start breaking late earlier and earlier. With two preseason games to go, you go back home. The veterans, you can go live home. Everybody else stay in the dorm. Now you're getting in the routine of being, you know, a player and things of that. Say, you know what? We only did red zone 7 times this whole summer. Normally we would do it 56 times.
Yeah.
And it was just different.
And you still, though, every once in a while, you had a kind of a gauntlet drill where, you know, you had to try and wrap up Travis Jervey or something like that, right? Run into Dorsey and try and bring him down.
Quick whistle. We used to call it quick whistle.
So, but, you know, you got Dexter Williams, who's just now maybe kind of got the feel for for pressing the hole is what they want with this outside zone.
Yep.
Well, I appreciate you guys' input on that. I don't know. I'm looking at this. These guys, some of these practices this month were 90 minutes. And then it's 5-6 hours in a classroom watching video.
The average time on the practice that I read earlier today was under 2 hours. And everyone thought that Mike McCarthy's was so cutting edge when his average in his last year
was two and a half.
Right, 240. 2.5. And started scaling back to going 2 a day, 1 a day, 2 a day. Now that's completely off the sheet. They had the
iPads and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We had just notebooks. And then you would spend more time. We used to have a stat guy. I forgot that guy's name, Mike. I forgot his name. He was our stat guy, analytics guy. He'd tell us he wanted so many hours in the classroom, so many hours on the field, and so many hours in the weight room. And then they tried to get away from that. I was a guy that liked to study, you know, in pretty much on the chalkboard. Mm-hmm. You hit the field, you got to know it right away. So they say, listen, this is what we're going to do. We're going to spend less time on the field, more time in the classroom. And guys were sleeping, passing gas, texting. Yeah. Texting was big back then when it first
But that's because you've been out in the field for 5 hours.
Yeah, you're tired. Sure.
Yeah.
So, Gary, you know, you're trying to get Dexter Williams and Ty Summers, trying to get Ty to wrap up on tackles. And this week they started doing some drills where they were tackling dummies. The defensive linemen were tackling each other and using those big cushions that they got years ago when they're working on the cut blocking. Is that enough for these guys?
Yeah, I tell you what, just even in our Little League program, we did no hitting,
no
live
Oklahoma
hitting.
Drills, none of that.
Everything was on air or dummies. We did not touch a human being at all. But that is everywhere. That's the new football play, 60 NFL kinds of things.
Yeah,
Mike Golick, him and his wife, this stuff. Is everywhere. You don't touch anybody. I mean, if you've got coaches right now going live, that's kind of unheard of in today's
climate.
Yeah, new football. I mean, we don't touch anybody. I mean, it's just the way it is.
I pose this question to two guys who don't need a snap in the preseason, Aaron Rodgers and Tremont Williams, about this topic.
Okay.
And you came in 06?
06, yeah.
06, yeah. So, in... How many practices do you think we had here for camp in 2005?
2005?
The answer is 43.
I would just say probably maybe 40.
43.
Wow.
Including a walkthrough. You had 20. And listen, I understand that when you've got unscripted practices and Pettine and LaFleur going at each other, you and Aaron Rodgers don't. I mean, that's better for you than some of these snaps in a preseason game where it's vanilla. I get that. But this league is made up of 23, 24-year-old dudes that are running backs and linebackers and linemen that need to learn how to get through a 16-game season. Is this system with 20 practices and 5-6 hours a day in meeting, does that get you ready for a 16-game season?
It has to. It just is what it is at this point. It has to get you ready. You have to figure out what it is that you have to do to get yourself ready for a 16 game. Maybe that practice don't get you fully there. Maybe you have to do some things after practice. Maybe you need to get extra running in. Maybe you need to do extra film study or whatever to kind of get affiliated, you know, with being ahead of the ball game until you're able to get on the field and can start to get those snaps during the season and kind of get adjusted to it from that point.
Thank you, Tremont.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
So that's Tremont Williams. He's saying, look, man, it is what it is now.
But this is the thing. I saw one executive in a story I read earlier today, of course, unnamed because it's always unnamed, talking about the fact that he could see it eventually coming down to where they're just going to run 2 or 3 scrimmages during training camp and they'll just eliminate exhibition games in general across the board. And you're just going to evaluate guys on scrimmages and that's it. And you'll be able to have fans come and watch scrimmages or whatever so they can still make a couple dollars here and there.
Bill O'Brien said, why don't you televise this stuff? Wouldn't I want to see DeAndre Hopkins going up against Darius
you
Slay
show
or
Devin McCourty? You know what the league's got to do? Right. It's got to bring back minor league football some way.
Somehow.
Well, the XFL's coming. That's where Andrew Luck will be playing.
Once they make
for
more
his daddy, Oliver.
Once they start buying into the NCAA and they just start branching off with this TV title, that'll all happen.
That's what's going to happen. You know, Oliver Luck is going to have Andrew come play in the XFL, and Eric Ebron is going to get frustrated because everybody doesn't love him like Leroy, and he'll go play in the XFL.
So everything that Aaron Rodgers does, of course, he has to make it level four chess, okay?
Sure.
Because he's now spent 13 years going over film over and over and over again. And, you know, he's got all kinds of behaviors and tendencies on every player, and he can even anticipate. And that's why it's really tough to be a 23-year-old receiver to understand, how am I supposed to catch up with you in 10 years of picking apart defenses and picking out how a defense is disguising? I mean, he has Pro Bowl defenders shaking in their boots because he has them figured out. He scares the hell out of defenders. And then last week he says, so this is the way he operates. Like, why do I want to go out there and get a torn ACL like Lamar Miller?
Yep.
Or Jordy Nelson playing vanilla football? What good does that do me when this afternoon at practice, I got Mike Pettine throwing every exotic blitz at me? I can wear a red jersey, but that's the game that I need to be ready for, the mental game at making reads, because I can do the rest of this stuff. And I don't need another hit for the rest of my life. Thank you. So, you know what? I buy that from Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
And he can show us how ready he'll be next week, Thursday night in Chicago, against perhaps the best defense in the National Football League. And so I said to Aaron, I buy that. But Aaron, this is a league of 23-year-olds, running backs, and linebackers that need to figure out how to get through a 16-game season and to wrap up and at this speed. And I said, is what you just did with 20 practices, some of them 90 minutes, is that really enough to get these guys prepared?
It has to be, because that's a schedule. So, you know, there's always complaints from coaches or, you know, third floor folks about the time they get to spend with players. I think there's been a increased accountability on both sides, where the coaches have to figure out exactly how to reach the players, and the players have to study even more on their own, and they have to take their stuff home with them or make sure they're putting in extra time to be prepared. Because, you know, you think about when I got in the league, you know, we were in here in mid-March, and there were long days back then. There wasn't the same type of restrictions on hours, and you had a ton of time in the off-season program, working in the offense, and then OTAs was kind of like in June, and we always had a mini camp around the draft, so there was a lot more time to get ready. And then you get to training camp, and you're doing double days really the first 2 weeks of training camp. I think we've gotten a lot more efficient with taking care of our bodies, but the accountability and the onus has really increased on the players to be prepared on their own, and the coaches to figure out the exact best way to reach their players so that they can understand what they're trying to teach them.
I buy that, because in the days of two-a-days, what he's basically saying is Sherman had his standing around out there. He was sort of making it up as he went.
Sure.
You know, he's wasting our time. You know, these guys, a Matt LaFleur staff has got to be a lot more organized down to the minute about what we're going to cover and when we're going to cover it and that kind of thing. But that also as a player, you know, there's not much time for repeats.
This isn't about anything other than protecting millions and millions of dollars from an owner perspective and making sure these fools don't get hurt and cost them millions of dollars and not produce. That's what this is about.
So they're fresher later on in the year.
Right. That's what this is about. Back when Gary played, they didn't give a damn. Just go out there. We're going to ram your head into a wall. And because it's not a big deal, we're not paying you a ton of money. We're making way more than we're spending on you. Yeah. Well, now the pie is like 50-50 almost. So now it becomes more of investment football. Mark my words, week one's going to be sloppy. It's going to be sloppy in the NFL.
The key to the Bears game is the best squad on the field will be the Bears' front defensive front.
Mm-hmm. Their front seven will be the best unit on the field.
Right. Mack, Hicks, Leonard, Fournette. Okay. So that's the challenges then on the Packers' offensive line. You know, I thought about this today. How often can you go 10 years with bookends like Chad Clifton and Mark Tauscher and then now have a second chapter? I mean, when you talk about the back-to-back quarterback situation you've had in Green Bay, to go with Bulaga and Bakhtiari, probably Bulaga's last year. He's been here 10 years. I think David's now been there 6 or 7 years. And I'm going to have an interview for you tomorrow with Bakhtiari to ask him.
And speaking of Bakhtiari, he'll join us throughout the football season again on the Wendy's Big Show Tuesdays at 4:35.
He's awesome. So funny. He is such a smart guy, too.
Yep.
And so my point is, look at the gift you've got with those two guys at tackle. Corey Linsley, now a veteran. And you know who you started against the Bears last year? Was Justin McCray.
Justin McCray.
Good backup guy, but he's too small. to be a starter.
And now he gets to be a backup and flourish in that role again this year.
Yeah. And remember that they did the Byron Bell thing last year.
Oh, he was horrible.
He didn't start till later.
Sure.
They did the, and they had the guy from the Saints the year before that. But that's what they're doing. Instead, this year, they got 65 games and 6 years of NFL experience when they brought in an expensive free agent in Billy Turner. He's now your right guard.
I'm not sold on that, dude. We'll see.
But I'll tell you this.
I like Billy Turner.
You like him?
So, yeah. So there was a coach that told me years ago, I think it was actually when Darren College was coming in, and I said, what do you think, you know, how good is he going to be? He says, we won't know for the first 50 games. It takes 50 games for an offensive lineman in the NFL before he's seen everything, you know? And I said, wow, how about that? And I asked that a little LaFleur today. I said, is this the most, you've been around the league now, five different teams. Is this the most experienced team you've ever had? And he said, I'll tell you what, it's the smartest. They're a really smart group, and he's right about that.
That's what I like to hear.
Those starters, but you know what? Every time I bring up offensive line up there, whether it's the assistant coaches, whether I talk to defensive guys, you know what everybody brings up? Oh, Elton Jenkins.
Is he going to be able to get Lane Turner out of that job and save them some money?
Well, just would you put a rookie up against Hicks?
Nope.
No.
Next Thursday night?
If he gets that job and gets in like week 4, week 5 and plays a Lane
but
Taylor.
But I'm asking around and people said, I don't know, maybe they cut Lane Turner Taylor this weekend, save that money and just give because they talk up this kid. I go, but look at the drop-off they have in experience because you're starting line with Lane Taylor. He's 3 years. Look how much experience you've got. And then you've got Justin McCray with 3 years experience, probably 23 games.
You can't cut Lane Taylor.
So you got five guys and a guy with experience. Then you got Alex Light, who's probably had a handful of games, and Pankey. But that's like a perfect setup when it comes to experience and how an important experience is for offensive linemen and communication and all that. If you take out Taylor and you put in a rookie, now you got one experienced backup. And a bunch of guys that are unproven.
And him and Bakhtiari got on the same page in week 1 against that Bears defense, and they've never played together.
And him and Lane
are definitely
on the same page. You want to talk about experience, Mike? How long have you been covering this team?
Well, first game was 1982.
Yeah, there's a reason why he's the best in the business, our green and gold football reporter. He's embedded. Really? He is Mike Clemens. He joins us Tuesdays and Thursdays
just
talking
Packers
football here on the fan.
I was 20. I was 20, damn it, with a camera.
How old were you in 82, Billy?
How was I in 82? We'll wrap things up next. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.